It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
This is the 20th installment in our series, Reclaiming Forgiveness. We ended the previous podcast with the question, what if the offended person refuses to forgive after you've done everything necessary? Here's a scenario. A person knew that he was wrong, and he told her. No matter what he said or did, she refused to forgive. I've heard this tale too many times. The injured person will not forgive you even after you've done everything to obtain forgiveness for your wrong. You have genuinely and clearly confessed your wrong to the offended person, and you have asked for their forgiveness, but they have refused. What can you do? You ask. Jesus answers this dilemma in Matthew 18, verses 23 to 35. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. The servant doesn't dispute he owes the money. He asks for time to pay. At first, we may not see how ludicrous his request for time to pay was. The amount owed is astronomical. A talent was equivalent to 6,000 denarii. One denarius was a day's wage for a common laborer. This means the servant owed 10,000 talents, that's 60 million denarii, an amount roughly equivalent to 200,000 years of wages. Despite the enormity of this debt, when the servant makes his plea, the king responds by freely forgiving the entire debt, an immense and costly act of grace. Such is the forgiveness of our God. What happens next? Jesus continues, "But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. The other servant owed about 4 months' wages to the first servant. This amount is minuscule compared to the king's forgiveness of that first servant. Note the actions of that first servant. He found, he grabbed, he choked, he demanded. This man reveals nothing of the grace and forgiveness he experienced from the king. The indebted servant uses words almost identical to what the first servant spoke to the king. Yet the response of the first servant is disgracefully different. Instead of forgiveness, the first servant responds with merciless retribution. What is your reaction to this situation? Something must be done. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in, 'You wicked servant!' He said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed." Jesus concludes with this pointed lesson. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart." What does this mean for a person who will not forgive? In the Parables of Jesus, written by Arlen Hultgren, he proposes that such a person, quote, "lost not only the forgiveness that he had received, His debt is back on his shoulders, and he must now face torture, which will no doubt lead to a premature death. End quote. Another Bible teacher offered this, that the unforgiving servant was shut up in the prison of his own unforgiving heart. Refusing to forgive a repentant offender is a serious affront to the grace and forgiveness of our God. Now, what about you? If you've done all you can to communicate your repentance to a person you've offended or injured, and that person refuses to forgive you, what can you do? Here are three practices for you. First, rest in God's forgiveness. This presumes you have spoken your repentance to God, as we described in Why Confess to God and Two Responses to a Forgiveness Dilemma. Once you have confessed to God, you are forgiven by God. Then you move to confess to the person you've offended, seeking his or her forgiveness so the damaged relationship can be repaired, rebuilt. If the other person refuses to forgive you, rest in God's forgiveness. Psalm 32:1, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven. The second practice is be assured. Be assured the Lord is aware of the situation. Also, others, like the other servants of the parable, may be aware of the unforgiveness, the forgiveness withheld. Leave it with the Father. Just as Jesus taught, the Father will deal with it. And third, keep your spirit right. Don't allow the discouragement, bitterness, pride, or a host of other reactions to settle in. As we described in Love is Active, keep your heart in that place where you can do good, bless, and pray for the one who withholds forgiveness.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.